Soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy without spot or wrinkle by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Zeige Christus, schenkst die Blumen dort auf jenen Zionsberg. Zu dir kommen alle Frommen, oh du schenkst der Himmelswerk. Oh du klarer Sonnenschein, lass doch gehen die Strahlen dein. Oh du klarer Sonnenschein, lass doch gehen die Strahlen dein. Deinetwegen bin ich kommen, oh du gnadenreicher Gott. Meine Augen gehen mir über und mein Mund ist seit zerfallen. Wenn ich nicht mehr reden kann, Jesus nimmt mein Seiten an. Wenn ich nicht mehr reden kann, Jesus nimmt mein Seiten an. In dem Garten will ich gehen, da mein Heil verborgen liegt. Such dich dich mit Angst und Pflegen, schenkst du Schatz, wo find ich dich? Unter diesem Blümelein wird mein Jesus zu finden sein. Unter diesem Blümelein wird mein Jesus zu finden sein. Weil sich selber tut nennen und das Blümlein Meister ist und die Blümlein ihn erkennen für den Herrn Jesus Christ. Weil sie Lilien blühen aus hier in diesem Gotteshaus. Weil sie Lilien blühen aus hier in diesem Gotteshaus. So will ich mich auch hinwenden zu den Herren Jesus Christ. Er wird meiner auch gedenken, wenn mein Herz in Ängsten ist. Das will ich schenken dir zu einer wahren Vier und Vier. Mein Herz, das will ich schenken dir zu einer wahren Vier und Vier.
When one studies the scripture, it becomes very clear that the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to go and make disciples. He has given us a command to preach the gospel throughout the whole world. And the Bible also teaches us that not everyone will turn to the Lord, for there are people who do not have faith and who do not care for God. So that should not discourage us, even if it's amongst our own relatives. Yes, I know it's hard to grasp the fact that our own people, our own relatives, even our own families could be in that number which decide not to follow God. When I listen to different testimonies of Christians throughout the world, many have to accept the fact that their loved ones have gone on into a Christless eternity. And that is how it's going to be for some people. But we need not to get discouraged, for the Lord will wipe away all our tears. He understands and He knows, and we will forget once we are settled in our kingdom. So the Lord God explains to us that we are in a battle. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And alas, there are many, many who turn away from God, who do not want to follow God, but would rather turn to Satan and follow him. And the Bible teaches us, we that know the terror of the Lord, we that know the terrible judgment that shall come upon all the world who reject God, should keep on preaching and trying to reach the lost. This is the commandment of God. The Lord Jesus Christ told us, greater works will you do than I did, because I go unto my Father. So what should the Christian do? When we look at the world system today, it seems like they're hell-bent for destruction. They don't want to know God. Even the church is turning away from God, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Well, the Lord measures every person's heart, and He knows the hearts of everyone. So He wants us to understand He knows the situation, so we need to keep on preaching. And today I will bring forth from Scripture how these things work. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open our hearts to the truth of Scripture. Help us to understand and see the shortness of the time and how incredibly important it is that we preach the gospel. I thank you for your grace, and I ask you to anoint this message. Bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. As we get closer to the end of this dispensation of time, we can clearly see that there are many who are thumbing their nose at God. If you watch what's going on the internet, and if you watch TV, we can see actors, those who are receiving rewards, are standing up in front of the whole world and glorifying and thanking Satan for their prosperity. What an incredible situation this world has come to. The gospel has been preached. Everybody knows already about the Lord Jesus Christ here in the Western civilization, yet they are thanking Satan for their prosperity. They do not understand that Satan is a liar. He's out to steal, kill, and to destroy. And eventually he will destroy those people and bring them to shame. Why are those people so incredibly blind? Why don't they take warning? The Bible tells us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 in verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now lets will let until he is taken out of the way. Then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So the Bible teaches us that the mystery of iniquity, Satan, is at work. And the one holding him back is kind of still holding him back. The evil that you see today is being held back. Regardless how bad it is, it's still not going full bore. The time will come when the evil will simply just go into high gear. And within 7 years, this world will be destroyed. So it says the mystery of iniquity is at work, and the one holding him back is holding him back. But one day, that one that is holding back will be taken out of the way. And that's the Church of Jesus Christ, which is indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And then it tells us, even him who is coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So they hate the truth. They don't want to know how to get saved. So Satan will be allowed to be sent into their hearts and into their minds with lying signs and terrible wonders, that they will be deceived. And for this cause, it says, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Why do those people, and why will those people believe the demonic realm? Why will they believe the lies of Satan? It is simply this: they have no love for the truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. That's why the Lord God backs off and allows them to believe what they want. I want to explain something here. The Lord Jesus Christ, in his mercy, regardless who you are, he will keep you from believing the lies of Satan to a certain extent. He will keep the evil back from your heart. But if you insist on following your own ways, your own ideas, then God slowly backs away and allow Satan to take control of you. If you do not want the truth, then he will allow Satan to simply bring you a message of lies, whereby which you will believe and be damned, because you have no love of the truth. This is what the Bible teaches us here. And when I look at what is happening in religious systems, in different people all over the world, I see what God is saying. They would rather hold on to their traditions, to what they've been taught, instead of believing what the Word of God says. So after a while, God just backs off and allows them to believe a lie, so that they may be damned, and because they do not want the truth. The Bible has an interesting scripture in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 15. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. If you are being convicted today, don't put it off until tomorrow. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ, because tomorrow can be too late. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is your only hope of escaping the eternal judgment of God. I want to show you another scripture. When we watch what's going on in the world today, homosexuality has taken over many churches. They have allowed them in to somehow take over the pulpits. But God has a very strong warning against those people who are taken in by that lie. Listen to this. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves wise, they become fools. Now listen to this. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affection. For even their women did change the natural use unto which that is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly. So God is allowing these things because they are foolish in their hearts and in their minds. They turn away from God and bring in their own ideas. I can see that when I study what's going on in many churches today. They use the word love. We got to show those people love. And instead of bringing them to the knowledge of the truth, they are brought into confusion. They become confused, believing that they're showing those people love. The Bible teaches us that a person needs to become born again by the Spirit of God. The Bible teaches us very clearly that man's heart is desperately wicked and continuously evil, and he needs to be showing the truth in the Word of God, never mind compromising with them. The Lord wants us to stand our ground. Every person on this planet is lost, dead in trespasses and sin. He needs a Savior, and we need to show them the truth and not back off from that commission that God has given us. Yes, when people look at the church today, what do they see? They see a confused mess. Because many have turned away from the simplicity of the gospel and are going into doctrines of devils, bringing in heresies that are spawned and brought forth from the womb of Satan. And one day God will have to bring a division. He will have to separate the good from the bad, and that'll happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be changed. Those who are truly born again by the Spirit of God will be changed. Then those who have been brought into deception, they will be like the five foolish virgins. They will see that they have no oil. The bridegroom will come and take his bride unto himself. And those who thought that they were right will be left behind and will have to go through horrible, terrible tribulation. The judgment of God will come upon this planet. The demonic realm will mingle themselves with mankind here on this earth during those 7 years of terrible tribulation. That is clearly written in Daniel chapter 2. So we need to turn our hearts towards God. And for those of you who are not born again by the Spirit of God, you need to turn to Him. We are fast running out of time. Jesus is about to come back for His bride that is without spot or wrinkle, made so by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn to Him today because the Lord God loves you. He sacrificed Himself for you and He is calling your name. Tomorrow could be forever too late. So let the Lord open your heart to these incredible truths and make you a blessing. Amen. Mich los, mach ihn mal. When one studies the Old Testament, we can clearly see that sometimes God will give even his own people over to Satan to be tried and to be persecuted. In 1 Chronicles chapter 21 in verse 1 it tells us, "And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number the Israelites. And David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, go number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me, that I may know it." We have to understand it was against the law for the kings of Israel to number the people of Israel, because that would bring pride into their hearts. But God allowed Satan to bring this suggestion to David. And we know that King David was on speaking terms with God all the time. He knew the voice of God. But here he somehow mistook the voice of Satan for his own thoughts. And that's what happens to a lot of Christians. They mistake the voice of Satan in thinking it's their own thoughts, and thus many fall into sin and into complications. And we have to understand why these things happen. In 2 Samuel chapter 24, there is an almost identical scripture. It tells us, "The anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, go number Israel and Judea. For the king said to Joab, the captain of the host which was with him, go now through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number you the people, that I may know the number of these people." So here we got this interesting situation. It first tells us in Chronicles that Satan got David to sin against God. But here it tells us that Israel was that God was angry with Israel, and he moved David against them to say, go number Israel and Judea. Anybody who has read the story knows what happened. There came a terrible plague that caused many thousands of Israelis to die. So we can see how God works through this. God moved David against Israel, and the way he did it was he used Satan to put the thought into his heart to number Israel. That is, it's a complicated situation, but it's quite interesting how God operates. The Israelis sinned, and God got Satan to move against David so that he could chastise and bring them to judgment, and so that he could bring forth his justice. So this is how it works in the kingdom of God and in the word of God. I remember when God wanted to destroy the whole nation of Israel, and he told Moses, get away from these people that I may destroy them completely, and I will make out of you a nation. But Moses stood in the gap and said, not so, my Lord. You're not going to do that, or else your enemies will laugh at you. And this is what we have to learn from Scripture. Regardless how sinful people are, even though they have already deserved the judgment of God, we can change God's mind by telling God to have mercy on them and telling God to open their eyes. This is what Moses did. Here, King David wasn't quite aware of the situation, and the thing came to fruition where many, many Israelis died. But with Moses, who understood and came against God and told him, not so, my Lord. We need to stop this, for then they will laugh. Moses stood in the gap. So I have this question here. Can we, the people of God, stand in the gap for those who have stepped over the line or have brought to themselves the anger of God already? We can seek the face of the Lord and tell him to turn their hearts and to open their eyes to the truth. This is the revelation that God has given me through studying the scripture. This is why he say he came to open the eyes of the blind. And he has given us the commission to bring forth these messages so that people will see. We need to pray always that God will open the eyes of those who don't see. So if you have relatives, if you have loved ones, do not give up. Be like Moses. Do not let go of God until you see your loved ones turning to God, their eyes being opened by him, and them accepting the Lord as Lord and Savior. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to those who are around you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com.